The subtitle of this message is The Keys to Receiving Answers. God the Father is full of love and wants to give answers to His children. He always wants to give good things to us. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." As it says, God wants to give us peace and hope. Matthew chapter 7 verses 9 through 11 also reads, "Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?" It's the heart of the Father who wants to give good things to us. How many answers have you received from God who always wants to give you good things? Tomorrow, we will write our prayer titles for the year 2019 and hand them in to the church. I hope you will prepare them by prayer with high hopes. There is a person around me who has received God's answers quickly. People say she has a good reason to receive the answers. You may also know some believers upon whom God cannot but pour blessing. They acknowledge God in every matter. Like, even when something small is achieved, they say, "Father, you have done it for me. You love me so much. Thank you." When something difficult happens, they say, "Father will surely give good things to me." They never stop giving confession of love and faith. Then all things work together for good, leading them to receive answers. What about you? Do you receive answers from God well? Tonight, I'll talk about the keys to receiving quick answers to your prayer titles for the year 2019. I refer to several sermon series of senior pastor regarding answers. Although you may feel you know very well the keys to receiving answers, I hope you will check once again whether your faith is worthy of God's answers. I'll tell you about the book of Joel first. The book of Joel is one of the prophets in the Old Testament. Most of the prophets have similar topics. They have three main themes: come back to God. If not, He will judge you. And in the day of the Lord, He will restore you. Those are three main topics. When the Israelites worshipped idols, and their priests and noblemen were spiritually stained with hypocrisy, God sent prophets and had them call out repentance and warn the people about judgment. So, you may feel fearful when you read the books of the prophets. Joel also says, "Awake, weep, and wail, and feel ashamed." The book says fruit will wither and fall due to many troubles. You may feel scared when you listen to such words. But what God really wants to say through the prophets was not the word for punishment, but He tells them He will restore them. Though all the countries may fall, countries of God will be restored and never be destroyed forever. So, we need to realize God's endless love as well as His justice through the books of the prophets. In Joel, the message of urging for repentance was followed by the message of mercy. And the Lord will be jealous for His land and will have pity on His people. The Lord will answer and say to His people, "Behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied and full with them." Therefore, to receive answer, we need to check whether we have something to repent of and think about what we have to do besides repentance. When I took notes of the messages on answers, they were summarized in three main topics. To receive answer, our heart and attitude are important. First, we should check whether we fear God in heart. Psalm chapter 34, verse 9 reads, O fear the Lord, you His saints, for to those who fear Him, there's no want. Psalm chapter 128, verse 1 states, How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. To those who fear God, there's no want. Everyone who fears God is blessed. Anyone must love and fear God if they know the love of God who gave His sinless Son as atonement to save us. We know very well how to love and fear God, since Senior Pastor taught us how through the Holiness Gospel. Probably you are being reminded of Psalm chapter 8, verse 13. It says, The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. To hate and throw away evil, it is the fear of God. And it is the key to receiving blessings and answers. That is why we've prayed hard to cast away sin and evil. But let's ask ourselves whether we really hate evil. Senior Pastor used an analogy to explain this before. Recall the time when you hated someone before coming to this church or before you knew the Holiness Gospel. You must have hated even to have eye contact with him or speak with him. You may have experienced this. We should have this kind of attitude towards sin. We have to hate sin. Then we can cast away sin. That is, if we still have arrogance, adulterous mind, or speak something that hurts others, or pass judgment or condemnation, we must wake up, weep, wail, and feel ashamed, as the book of Joel says. In my parish's district meeting, I asked my members to share their resolutions or testimonies. An 80-year-old woman who registered 4 years ago gave her testimony. She's really nice, but she said she had one shortcoming. Once she hated someone, her heart hardly changed. She didn't even want to see the person. So people around her said, you are really nice and good. But once you hate someone, you don't see the person and don't change your mind toward the person. You need to change that. You need to change that. But she knew that. She said she wanted to change such an attitude, but she could not. She lived for 80 years with such hatred. But after she registered in this church, she came to cast off her hatred towards other people for 4 years. She said she doesn't have the heart that doesn't want to see someone due to hatred, and hatred had been gone without her knowing. The other members listened to her testimony and gave a big hand to her. Isn't she the fruit of the Shepherd's Holiness Gospel and Word of Love? I don't think a lot of knowledge can bear the fruit of love. And the worldly wisdom does not lead to the fruit of sanctification. She said she was just an old country woman, but she has cast off hatred through the Holiness Gospel. Isn't it something that we should celebrate with a big applause? Romans chapter 2 verse 13 says, For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. That is, those who cast off sin and evil according to the word of God are men of righteousness who fear God. In addition to mentioning the fear of God, Senior Pastor told us to destroy the wall of sin to receive perfect answer. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2 reads, Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is His ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. That is, we must destroy any wall of sin against God and not make any more. And to do so, we need to repent from heart. Joel chapter 2 verses 12 and 13 says, Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God. As it says, we must truly repent by rending our hearts. Therefore, let's look back upon this year and check whether our hearts, minds, words, and deeds made any wall of sin before God. And I hope you will check whether you have truly cast off sins with fear and reverence of God. When Senior Pastor talked about this basic attitude for receiving answers, he told us to fear God instead of telling us to love God. I pondered upon the difference between the fear of God and the love for God. To fear means to have a reverential awe of something. It includes both respect and fright. In the English version of the Bible, the word fear is used in many similar contexts. Psalm chapter 34 verse 9 says, "Fear the Lord." I wondered why it was expressed with the word fear and looked it up in the Hebrew version, and it was expressed with the word ira. This word also means fear, terror, and reverence. Some people say other churches only talk about the love of God, but this church often talks about the justice of God, so they sometimes feel afraid of God. I saw some people complain like this. This church tells us to destroy the wall of sin and keep the commandments of God. But when we serve God, we need not only love, but also fear for God, just as the word fear is used in many verses in the Bible. Of course, it's clear that God is love. He showed His perfect love by giving His Son Jesus as atonement to save us. He's never stopped His work of love so that more people can be saved until the final judgment. If you really realize and believe the love of God, you will feel and think of even the justice of God as His perfect love. The other day, I asked my parish members to give confession of thanks to God during a cell service. Then, one of them who registered, they talked about many things. They were giving thanks for leading them to New Jerusalem and sending them the precious shepherd. Then, one of them who registered in the church last year said, "I give thanks to God for giving me the sky, the air, and the land to work on." He's not young. He's 66 years old. He is a novice believer. He registered last year. I was really touched by his confession. Later, I visited his family and asked why he said such a confession. Then, he gave his testimony. Before coming to this church, he attended many churches following his personal benefits. He said he'd come to this church for his benefits at first, but when he listened to the messages here, he came to realize the love and salvation of God and came to truly believe. After he came to feel the love, he could not but give thanks to God who created everything for him. From his confession, I felt his reverence and thanks to God the Almighty that were beyond just love for him. All of us have listened to the same messages, but some only feel afraid of God and some others praise his love to give us everything. What kind of hearts can please God? If we try hard to live in the Word of God and love Him with faith, even if it's not perfect, our fear will not be caused by sin, but the fear will come from our love, respect, and reverence for God. Therefore, I hope you will achieve the heart fear God from heart by casting away sin and evil quickly and receive the answers to your prayer from God. The second key to receiving answers is faith. It's faith in which we believe God unchangingly, and it's full of joy and thanks. Think about the faith of Abraham, who is the father of faith. Many years passed after he received the promise of God, who said his descendants would be uncountable like stars. 25 years passed until it was achieved. As Romans chapter 4 verses 19 and 20 reads, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. He believed God's word of blessing without changing and became the father of faith. Senior pastor's words and prayers have also been accomplished without errors. When the Pakistan crusade was about to be held, the Pakistani government tried to disrupt it since they heard that senior pastor's previous crusades had revealed the great glory of the Lord. The police officers locked the iron gates to the crusade venue. It seemed impossible to hold the crusade. The church workers were baffled and protested, but senior pastor prayed silently for a while, and he said, the iron gate will be open at 12 p.m. I guess all the workers believed his word 100% since they had always seen his word achieved, and it opened at 12 p.m. indeed. As senior pastor said, a minister of the country made the door open and allowed us to conduct the crusade. Eventually, we successfully conducted the crusade that was unprecedented in Pakistani Christian history, with 300,000 people in attendance. When senior pastor arrived in the Philippines for the crusade, the country was under the influence of a typhoon. The strong wind and downpour caused local people to worry about the crusade. But senior pastor believed the will of God. He boldly said in the press conference that typhoons will not come close to the venue during the crusade. And even if they come, they will dissipate. Keep an eye on the course. It didn't seem that the reporters believed his word. But as he said, a typhoon that was expected to land on the country that day changed the course and went away. And another typhoon stopped above the sea of the country as if it was stopped by a big war and soon dissipated. The word of God and the word of a pastor who is guaranteed by God are achieved just as they are. At the opening of the church, God said this church would do the ministry with the fivefold gospel. It seemed impossible at the time, but it was achieved, as God said. Likewise, God said the national evangelism, the world mission, and the grand sanctuary would be accomplished through this church, and we believe that God will achieve them in His way, unlike the reality at present. I will give you a testimony, a young adult who is a son of my parish's cell leader. A few years ago, he went to senior pastor to receive his prayer before joining the army. He waited because another young person received the prayer in front of him for the same reason. Senior pastor prayed for the person to be at peace in the army. But when her son received the prayer, senior pastor said, "Father, this son needs your help," and earnestly prayed for him. His mother, the cell leader, listened to the prayer and thought her son would need God's help. She was a little bit concerned, but unlike her concern, her son met a nice boss and had a peaceful army life. But senior pastor did not pray like that for no reason. A week before he left the army, one of his subordinates who had suffered from depression committed suicide. Her son is very nice and gentle. He is a sheep of mammon. He cannot cause any loss to anybody. But in this situation, someone was supposed to take responsibility. And things went as if he had to take it. But the power of senior pastor's prayer worked. Even after many months passed, people around him helped him escape from the responsibility. so he could safely leave the army. This incident made him increase faith. And now he attends Friday all-night service, Wednesday service, and Daniel prayer meeting being full of the Holy Spirit. Like I said, the word of God and the word of a pastor who is guaranteed by God are surely achieved. Sometimes, the word of God does not seem to be achieved, or things may go in different ways from your thoughts or your prayer. Then, some of you may doubt and wonder why God doesn't give you the answers and blessings. But this is not true faith. Believing that God will give you good things in any kind of situations and having joy and thanks, it's true faith that brings down God's answers. God knows well when the best time for the answer is and what kind of blessing is perfect for us. So all we have to do is just believe Him and give thanks to Him. When you are given such faith, you will have joy and thanks. While going through the trial of blessing given to this church, some workers said they would stop coming to church for a while or stop doing some duties. One of my parish's cell leaders said she would not keep doing her duty for a while. At first, I was worried. Of course, I was worried about her. But I also was worried because I thought the district leader would have a hard time without the cell leader. But later, I thought God would help us not to have any problem since it's the kingdom of God. For a few days, everything seemed awkward. But soon, some other workers in the district who had focused on other parts began to help the district's work. They started to take care of the district harder, because they knew a cell leader left the duty. One of them said she would quit her worldly job soon and do the district's work more. I realized that I didn't need to lose heart. God also prepared other good workers. The workers who had stopped doing the duties before came back to the job, and I believe the cell leader who said she would take a rest for a while will join again. Then, we'll be able to achieve greater things. What we have to do is just give thanks because we believe the Father who caused all things to work together for good. In short, to receive God's answers, we need unchanging faith in the Word of God and faith full of joy and thanks. The key to receiving answers, thirdly, is to give a savory dish that pleases God. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Psalm chapter 37, verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. If you please God, He will quickly give you the desires of your heart." Isaac wanted to give the blessing of the firstborn to Esau that he loved. Even though he loved Esau, he could not just give the blessing without any reason. He said to Esau, "Prepare a savory dish for me such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die." He said so because he knew the spiritual law about sowing and reaping. When we want to receive answers from God, we need to show deeds of sowing. If we show our love and dedication that please God as a savory dish, we can quickly receive answers. One day, I talked to a district leader of my parish. She said she missed the time when we offered up fasting for a new year. Of course, we were happy when God told us that the 3-day fasting was not a must any longer. But you know, God had told us to offer up the fasting every year from the opening of the church until the church's fast growth. From the elderly to children, all of us fasted. Some mothers with faith even had their newborn babies fast. During the fasting, we looked back upon the previous year and repented. We also asked for God's protection and blessing for the following year. We gave the fasting to God as a savory dish for Him. We offered up New Year's service until the dawn and came again to church at 1 p.m. to pray with Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. We prayed while fasting or having a recovery meal. We were that fervent. The district leader said she missed time. When I heard this, I came to miss the time too. We were thinking about the recovery meal, what I will eat. We were really happy. So, I am preparing for the new year with 3-day fasting this year. We gave the savory dish to God on the New Year's Day, and God protected and blessed us. What kind of savory dish are you preparing to give to God? Some of you may give fasting, some others may give special vowed prayer, or others may prepare offering for New Year's Day with the heart. Do you? You have 1 day left. I hope you will prepare for this with your heart. I was reminded of the time when I gave God a special savory dish. I once gave this testimony before. It happened during the New Year's service of 2008. For the previous 3 months before the service, senior pastor helped manage the church's finance for the first time. He dealt with many problems related to the church's finance. At that time, the Levite workers could ask for delayed salaries and receive them. In 1998 and 1999, the payment of salaries was delayed. So that is why the payment of my salaries was also delayed, but I did not ask for it. It was because I wanted to receive my paychecks all at once when blessing came to the church. With the large sum, I wanted to buy a new viola and use the money for other necessary things. Finally, I received $18,000 all at once and felt excited. Right then, our church gave special offerings for Canaan Sanctuary during the New Year's service. I felt strong urging and gave the $18,000 as offering for Canaan Sanctuary. I came to have nothing in my bank account. What do you think happened to me afterwards? Do you think I struggled on a tight budget? 11 years passed, and I received more than what I had given to God for the following few years. I gave the offering during the New Year's service of 2008. And in 2010, I was blessed to have a new car in an interesting way. That year, I was driving to Hongcheon to attend the senior pastor's seminar. On the first day of the seminar, my car made strange sounds like those of a cultivator. It sounded really dangerous. So, I told my sister to lend me her car the next day. Then, my sister heard the sound from my car and was surprised. Now, around that time, an accident occurred that claimed more than a dozen people's lives because of a broken car on a freeway. While I was attending the second day's seminar, everything happened. My surprised sister called my parents and said, "What if Ji Young died?" And my father, my mother, and she decided to pay for a new car for me. After the seminar, I suddenly got a new car that I had not asked for. In fact, my car made strange sounds, but it turned out to have no problem. It was repaired just with $50. In the end, I got a new and bigger car with $50. The blessing did not stop there. In 2013, I got a better quality viola and bow. I was a member of Nisi Orchestra. This year, I moved to a better place to stay, although I had not asked for it. Of course, those blessings may not have been given just because of the one-time offering for the sanctuary. But what I mean is that God has given me many blessings so that I would not want anything. I've received not only such big blessings, but I've also received many small blessings every moment. God listened to my prayer and showed His love with answers. The other day, I had to help someone with $150. I had the money, but it was unexpected spending, so I needed to do the math. During Daniel prayer meeting that night, I made up my mind to help the person with the money. Back at home, I suddenly wanted to clean my bookshelf. Can you imagine it? It was 1 a.m., but I wanted to do it. While doing the cleaning, I found out $150 in a book. I may have put the money in the book around a year before and completely forgot. And I found it out. On that day, I was so thankful to give me the exact amount of money so that I would not lack. And I will give you another testimony. After Daniel prayer meeting, I was hungry. I did not eat dinner much. So on the way home, there was a chicken restaurant. I really wanted to eat chicken. But I did not want to gain weight. So I endured it. I put up with the desire. But a text message came in next morning. A member of Nisi Orchestra gave me a text message. And she said, she brought the chicken to the Nisi Orchestra's room. And, you know, so I was really happy and because of the love of God. Even God answers every matter, no matter how big or small it is. King Solomon received the blessing of wealth, fame, and longevity since he offered up 1,000 burnt offerings. The burnt offerings were the savory dish to God. Then God appeared in his dream and said, "Ask what you wish me to give you." What did Solomon ask? He didn't say, "Destroy the enemy that troubled me. Let me become richer than anybody, or let me live healthy and long." But he said, "Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people to discern between good and evil." It was pleasing in the sight of God. So God said, "I've done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you. I've also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor." His case implies that if our heart's desires are pleasing to God, God will give answer to our prayer and even give other things that we need even if we do not ask. So I hope our prayer titles are not for ourselves, but for the kingdom of God. At the beginning of this year, Senior Pastor had a meeting with us on the Sunday morning. He asked questions of pastors who were sitting at the front lines. "Parish pastors, do you lead your members well to receive God's blessing? What do you teach?" Some of the pastors gave the answers. They said, "We've taught them to keep the commandments, and we've taught them to cast away evil." But Senior Pastor wanted a more specific answer. He said, "God told you to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." I thought, right, that is the easiest way to receive blessings and answers. I kept it in my mind. And now, right before the end of this year, I thought about why God gave me such many blessings as the blessing of a new place to live and healing of the ligament rupture for just 3 days. And I thought about the law of sowing and reaping. Not long ago, when I was asked what my heart's desire was, I said, I want to see my Heavenly Father in New Jerusalem. And I want to give my praise that I could not give on the earth to the Lord in New Jerusalem. Just going to New Jerusalem. Me going to New Jerusalem is my hope. It was I that was important in the past. But this year, my heart's desire changed while I went through this trial of blessing in our church. It doesn't mean I don't want to go to New Jerusalem. I want to go to New Jerusalem. But I mean, I came to have a more important and earnest desire. Now, if God asks me about my heart's desire, I will say, let the will of God for the shepherd and mammin completely accomplished. If He asks me the same question 100 times or even 1,000 times, my answer will be the same. Let your will for the shepherd and mammin completely achieved and be glorified. I was fervent with this desire, and recently I said in prayer, Father, I'll do anything for my church. It may be the reason God gave me greater duties. To fulfill such great duties could be hard, but I believe it will be a blessing for me. God will give me strength. But it may not just be me who will make the same confession. Many leaders and pastors will give the same answer and seek the kingdom and righteousness of God first. And I was reminded of a soldier who confessed. The soldier said it was a pity for him to have one life to give his life. His life is just one. It means that he has many lives. He can give all his life to the country. Let me conclude this message. I told you about the keys to receiving answers in 3 points. First, God will give answers and blessings to those who fear Him. The fear of God is to hate evil. Second, we need faith. It's faith with which we believe the Word of God unchangingly, and it's faith full of joy and thanks. I told you about how the Word of God and the message and the prayer of God's servants were guaranteed by God. Third, we need to give savory dish to God according to the law of sowing and reaping. I explained it with the examples of Isaac, who told Esau to bring him a savory dish for blessing, and Solomon, who received the blessing by giving 1,000 burnt offerings. The title of this message is The Lord Will Answer and Say to His People. What did God say to the chosen people, Israelites? The book of Joel is called the Book of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. This book prophesied that there would be a strong work of the Holy Spirit. Joel told the people to repent and return to God and said that if then God would restore them. Then tonight's verses follow. The verse 19 and 20 says, The Lord will answer and say to His people, Behold, I'm going to send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied in full with them. And I will never again make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove the northern army far from you. Joel chapter 2 verse 28 also says, It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Joel chapter 3 verse 18 reads, And in that day the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will flow with water. And the verse 20 reads, But Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem for all generations. God proclaimed His firm love and blessing for them. God chose Mammin and has guided us for the last 36 years with unchanging love. In 2019, He will answer and say to Mammin, I'm going to give you blessing both in spirit and body, and you will be satisfied in full with them. I will never again make you a reproach in the world. I will remove your enemies far from you. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will hope for the blessing and glory that will be given to you and run the spiritual march more earnestly.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.